In the city of light and buttery pastry, a change has come. In Paris, where the methods and ingredients of the traditional croissant are guarded by hyper-vigilant fraternities, such as the Union of Bakers of Greater Paris, a new type of boulangerie has emerged, using centuries of know-how to create cruelty-free, butter-free croissants and other patisseries. The sector was celebrated recently at a plant-based food festival in Paris, where the pioneering vegan bakeries and patisseries came to show off their wares. Anne McCluskey went to meet and eat with some of the bakers on the battlefront.
Un croissant, un café crème, ça remplace les je t'aime. Quand au sortir de son lit, on est seul dans la vie.
Like, this is way better than a regular croissant because you actually have way more texture.
Had you not told me that it was plant-based, I wouldn't have guessed it.
Aujourd'hui, pas de moustache, pas de bedaine, pas de tache, mais pour me...
So for the RFS, we have an enormous number of customers. We had prepared 100 vegan sandwiches. So the RFS started at 11 a.m. and customers were already waiting from 9 a.m.
I'm meeting with Véronice Lecomte at VG Patisserie, one of the pastry shops participating in the fest.
So we gave all our 100 sandwiches in 16 minutes. It's an absolute record.
Véronice is the pioneer of plant-based patisserie in France. When she launched in 2016, she encountered rather negative reactions.
Yeah, at the beginning, we were the first vegan pastry in France. So people were surprised. You know, pastry is... It's very precious for French people, and vegan pastry is with no dairy, no eggs, so it's a little strange. For example, the flan, it's a French pastry, and we receive some messages who tells, oh no, you don't have the right to call that a flan because it's not a flan. I think now vegan lifestyle, once considered a trend, is now becoming more established. People are changing their consumption habits, and we can see in VG Patisserie because we have a lot of non-vegan customers.
Serre aujourd'hui mon café noir, pleurez fille des magazines, femme mûre dans vos cuisines, la plus belle dans son miroir.
Right around the corner, I'm snatching a few minutes of Rudolf Landemann's time at Land and Monkeys. His organic and plant-based bakery was launched early 2020, just before the outbreak of the pandemic.
Super timing.
When he put this idea down on paper with his team back in 2015, it was pure utopia.
It's not so easy in the country like France to change the mentality, of course, because vegan is a new concept for French people. But because we focus about taste, we continue to keep the French spirit of the bakery, but we make it enter in the 21st century.
Pierre Hermé, pâtissier chocolatier, the inventor of la haute pâtisserie, often called the Picasso of pastry, has also taken the plant-based route. In the preface of his recently published book, Pâtisserie Végétale, Pierre Hermé says he surprised himself when he discovered infinitely delicious creations. He had to not only reimagine the recipes, flavors, and techniques, but also to invent a new gourmet language. When I met with him in his elegant and colorful office in Paris, he serves us both one of his recent creations that he imagined for his plant-based line, Un Jardin Enchanté. To take his own description of the tart, it's the contrast between the lime plant-based cream and the warmth of the espalette chili pepper, then the punctuation brought by the liveliness of the fresh raspberries, topped with lime gelée, that makes it delicate and delicious.
It's not a radical move, it's more for me a creative opportunity. So to work on a field that I don't know very much, and to learn and to create some techniques, tastes, or textures that are new or that different from the way we do pastry originally.
Chercher l'avenir commun dans le mar de café brun. J'ai feuillé la marguerite.
This is all part of the evolution of the history of French pastry. I was daring enough to ask Pierre Hermé if he could tell us how he came up with the subtle harmony of flavors for his signature creation, Ispahan, in the name of the rose.
The beginning, I discovered the flavor of rose with the Bulgarian cuisine, and that gave me the envie to use rose. So I did a first cake that was called Paradis. It was rose and raspberry. And finally, I come up with the lychee because of a tasting of an Alsatian wine called Gewürztraminer. I discovered that Gewürztraminer has rose and lychee taste. So for me, it was the following combination, rose, lychee, and raspberry. And that's in 97, I create the Ispahan.
You can now choose from a traditional Ispahan croissant or a plant-based one. The Parisian bakery and patisserie scene is diversifying and moving on for a new generation of consumers seeking something else, but with kinds of kindness.
Anne McCluskey there with some of the bakers at the Erta plant-based festival in Paris.